local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two on a President's Day Monday. Thanks so much for tuning in and joining us. It's Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-262-6111. Hopefully not needing to use that a whole lot today. Of course, a little bit lighter traffic. I think we do have an accident pop up towards the end of last hour, so we'll get the latest on that in just a couple minutes right after today's top three stories. In Minnesota to start, two police officers and a paramedic died after being shot while responding to a domestic abuse call. This happened early yesterday. Police say the suspect had several guns and fired from multiple points in a home while his seven children were inside. According to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, law enforcement sources confirmed the suspected gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Also, President Biden slamming House Republicans, saying they're walking away from America's obligations overseas. The comments come as the Republican-led House is now on a two-week break, and taking that break without bringing legislation forward that would provide military aid to Ukraine and Israel to the floor for a vote. And finally, in our top three stories today, the International Court of Justice in The Hague is opening up hearings today on the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories. This is part of a Palestinian effort to get the international community to examine Israel's conduct as Israel continues its war against Hamas. The judges, though, could take several months to render an opinion, and Israel has ignored opinions about the matter in the past. Most recently, the court looked into allegations of genocide. So the court is now taking this next step, and this one appears to be Palestinian-led. Those are today's top three stories. Our top local story in Santa Rosa County, negotiations for a new contract for teachers is now at a standstill, the union declaring an impasse. Speaking with South Santa Rosa News, Union President David Godwin says the main sticking point is the pool of money set aside for teachers from the state, which equates to about a 1.8% increase.
They don't differentiate between the money that's actually coming from the superintendent and the money that's coming from the governor. They take credit for all of it and try to pass it off as their proposal.
And during the most recent bargaining session, the district held firm at a 4.1% increase. The union is asking for an average of 4.8%. More local headlines right after the latest on the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. You hinted earlier at the traffic accident we had in the last hour. That is still causing some backups. It's going to be on North 9th Avenue if you're traveling southbound towards Fairfield Drive. We do have some backups in that general area still. Nothing too severe, though, so hopefully it will die down sooner rather than later. Outside of that, we've got just some minor busy spurts, maybe on North Davis Highway, North Palafox Street, near Brent Lane, stuff like that. Outside of that, though, there's nothing that should be holding you up for too long.
Chilly weather overnight with lows dropping down into the 30s. Skies all clear, and it will be beautiful and sunny on Tuesday. High temperatures Tuesday will be in the 60s, mainly middle 60s. We'll be closer to 70 a little bit later in the week, and a jump ahead to the weekend shows nice dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Going to Milton now, appears to be no end to the drama in sight at City Hall, but the Florida Bar says we're not getting involved. Mayor Heather Lindsay recently submitted a complaint to the bar alleging City Attorney Alex Andrade was obstructive and misleading in communication during the effort to hire Scott Collins as city manager last year. Lindsay's also accusing Andrade of re-recruiting Collins and coordinating efforts to hinder his contract negotiations, and this despite the fact that he was ultimately hired. The bar responded to the complaint, saying the allegations were political and outside of their scope of the state bar's disciplinary process. The complaint appeared to be filed on behalf of the city of Milton. If I were to venture a guess, I would assume that this will be brought up at a future city council meeting.
Oh, I'm sure.
So we will see what happens with that. Down the road in Baldwin County, a pretty troubling story from here yesterday. A teenager, 17 years old, is facing attempted murder charges after allegedly pushing a 6-year-old girl into a fire. This happened in Foley yesterday. The boy who lived at the home allegedly pushed the young girl into the fire. She suffered significant burns, so her mother did too, as she was rescuing her from the fire. Investigators say they're not sure what led to the incident, but the 17-year-old boy is arrested now and facing attempted murder and assault charges, and the investigation is continuing. Things appear to be moving rather quickly towards learning details about Santa Rosa County's effort to become the new home of Florida's largest American flag.
The formal invitation to bid process was initiated on Friday of this past week. There's some geotech work that will be conducted on Friday of this week, and then we anticipate having some hard costs for the board to discuss at the first regular meeting in March.
And that during this morning's committee meeting. And earlier this month, the county commissioners directed staff to solicit bids for a flagpole at least 200 feet high, the flag that would fly along with it as well. And Commissioner James Calkin says the response from citizens has been overwhelmingly positive. Down the road and up the road, I should say, in Century, the town is responding to allegations from the Department of Environmental Protection that sampling and lab data is being falsified by their municipal water system. DEP identified the falsified data among other violations in a letter sent to Mayor Luis Gomez. The town says no data was falsified, but admits that an entry was made on the wrong date and then moved. The city says changes will be made in how data is entered. The violations were listed in a letter sent to the city last month. 40-year career in law enforcement, Niceville's police chief is hanging up his, whistle, gun? I'm not sure. But after, David Popwell, who is retiring. The city of Niceville released a statement over the weekend officially announcing his retirement. He spent 19 years in Niceville, and he'll be on the job through the end of the month. So happy retirement to Chief Popwell there. We'll take a break on that note. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I bid you a happy President's Day. Undoubtedly, the United States of America is the greatest country in the world today, and possibly in all of human history. This President's Day, be sure to take time to praise God for our constitutional republic. Praise Him for the purpose of government, as explained in Romans 13, which is to punish evildoers and to protect those that do good. Praise God that you live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Take time today to pray for our current president and to praise God for our previous presidents, like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ronald Reagan, and so many others. Further, as 1 Timothy 2 instructs, pray for our civil authorities that we may all lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty.
That was Strength for Life, hosted by Pastor James C. Johnson. For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had another installment of Days of Our Milton, the drama over hiring Randy Jorgensen back as interim city manager, and the weird filing by Mayor Heather Lindsay against the law license of Alex Andrade, which they dismissed at the bar, and then which Alex forwarded on to the city council, so we'll see what they do with it. Also, someone who confessed to being a white supremacist at a Senate hearing over monument protection in Tallahassee. Find all those podcasts at newsradio923.com. Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Breathe in, breathe out.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not a ton to report on. We do have some minor issues here and there on North Davis Highway, maybe Brent Lane, West 9 Mile Road, or not West 9 Mile Road, just 9 Mile Road, stuff like that, just minor stuff here and there. We did have an accident report, though, if you were traveling southbound on a North 9th Avenue towards Fairfield Drive, but it does appear that just about all the issues in that area have cleared up, so there shouldn't be much holding you up too long in that area. And outside of that, there doesn't appear to be anything that's going to give you much trouble at all.
Chilly weather overnight with lows dropping down into the 30s. Skies all clear, and it will be beautiful and sunny on Tuesday. High temperatures Tuesday will be in the 60s, mainly middle 60s. We'll be closer to 70 a little bit later in the week, and a jump ahead to the weekend shows nice dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, and really the only chance for rain this week comes Thursday night, about a 30% chance. But other than that, it's clear skies and sunshine. So I will not be complaining about that at any point. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today and this week, as we do have the upcoming Florida presidential primary that's on March 19th this year. And tomorrow is the deadline to register for that primary or to switch party affiliation. So it is a closed primary, so Democrats, you're out of luck. But if you wanted to vote for Donald Trump or Nikki Haley or somebody else, you could switch your party affiliation to Republican. So that's only Republicans voting. Seven names on the ballot, but Trump and Haley are the only two remaining major candidates left. And if you want to request a vote by mail ballot, you have to do so before March 7th.
And a bill allowing volunteer chaplains in Florida public schools is advancing in the state legislature. The Senate Appropriations Committee on Education will hold a hearing on SB 1044 tomorrow morning. Supporters say it would allow chaplains to fill a need at schools that lack mental health counselors. A similar bill has been added to the Florida House's special order calendar for Wednesday.
Also, kids who are caught carrying a gun could face tougher penalties in Florida. The full state house is scheduled to vote on that bill on Wednesday. It would increase the crime for minors from a first-degree misdemeanor to a third-degree felony, and this would extend the amount of time a child could spend in a detention center for each offense.
And near Venice today, a search is ongoing after four men went missing in the Gulf on Saturday.
So today we've had about 13 local law enforcement vessels out searching. The area is up to about 10 miles out. And the U.S. Coast Guard has been searching beyond that. They've been searching out about 80 nautical miles.
Officials say that the boat the four men were in had failed to return on Saturday night.
Taking a look at what's happening around the nation and world today, the widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says the Kremlin is hiding his body in an effort to cover up his murder. The vocal critic of President Putin died last week in a Russian prison. Navalny's spokeswoman says on social media his body will be released after another 14 days. His widow has accused authorities of waiting for traces of poison to leave his body. Meanwhile, a human rights group says over 400 supporters of Navalny have been arrested since his death. The group OVD Info, which monitors political arrest in Russia, says since Navalny's death, people have been arrested for simply placing flowers at one of his memorials. They say over 200 arrests have taken place in St. Petersburg alone, with some people sentenced to up to a week in jail.
And the next major event on the presidential primary calendar is this Saturday. That's when South Carolina voters head to the polls, and both Donald Trump and Nikki Haley are in South Carolina today. Haley is holding a rally in her home state tonight, while Trump is holding a pre-taped town hall on Fox News tomorrow night. Trump is the heavy favorite, of course, polling about 36 points higher.
In Boston, a grassroots group is calling for the city to pay $15 billion in reparations for slavery.
The city is responsible to pay back the wealth that they extracted free of charge from other human beings who died at some point in the labor for this city.
A spokesperson for the Boston People's Reparations Commission said over the weekend that its plan would involve $5 billion in direct cash payments to Black Boston residents, $5 billion to invest in new financial institutions, and $5 billion to address the racial education gap.
And Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston was back open yesterday, a week after a woman opened fire in the sanctuary with a rifle.
A week ago, Lord, pushing back forces of darkness, that your angels were here protecting us.
Janice Moreno was killed by off-duty police officers at Lakewood Church. Billed as a special service of healing, Osteen told the cheering congregation, quote, God's got us covered.
In California, nearly all of the state is under a flood watch after another atmospheric river is rolling off the coast.
First responders, so fire and rescue personnel, crews from across state government into communities that could be at risk. So if there are dangers, we can react quickly.
And it wasn't too long ago that they had another atmospheric river. The state's still recovering from that, dumping record amounts of rain in the area. Excessive rain outlook is forecast for most of California through tomorrow. 5:30 right now, we'll get a look at our sports headlines, health, business, and science. Stay tuned.
John Saucier, House Republicans continuing to push for more border funding before they'll agree to send money overseas to Ukraine. GOP Congressman Corey Mills on the Fox Business Network to weigh in.
We need to be focusing on the priorities, which is the Senate passing H.R. 2 Secure the Border Act and us taking care of the American risk, which is our southern and northern borders. I will be clear. I will vote no on all funding to Ukraine. Our priority and my priority is to be the one who is carrying out my duties, my constitutional oath.
Earlier this month, Senate Republicans blocked a bipartisan border deal and foreign aid package with assistance for Ukraine and Israel from advancing. There was opposition from top House Republicans and former President Trump. A woman killed, five other people wounded in an early morning shooting at a Waffle House restaurant in Indianapolis. Local police say the victims were taken to a hospital, including a woman who was in critical condition, then later died. All the others in stable condition. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. OpenAI has announced it has expanded beyond text and images to offer video generation using artificial intelligence for the first time. The new model, called Sora, allows a user to type out a desired scene and turns it into a high-definition video. Sora can also generate clips inspired by still images, extend existing videos, or fill in missing frames. Target is gearing up to launch its cheapest brand to date. It's called Dealworthy, and it will include a variety of products such as apparel, accessories, beauty, electronics, and household items. Many items will cost under $10, but some prices could be less than $1. The products will roll out in stores and online this month. New products such as power cords, undergarments, laundry detergent, and dish soap will be introduced through early 2025. The stock market is closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
This is Zach Hale with the CBS Sports Minute. The highlight of NBA All-Star Weekend was a three-point competition between Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu. Sabrina just lost to Steph by a score of 29-26, but displayed that this event should occur every year. We can make this competition even bigger, too. First step is to ditch Kenny Smith, who was embarrassing on the broadcast, but as for the competition, let's add to Sabrina and Steph next year by throwing Caitlin Clark and Damian Lillard into the mix. I'm Zach Hale.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-270-3388. That's 800-270-3388. 800-270-3388.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on this evening so far. We did have an accident report that caused some, you know, decent congestion for a while, but it has since died down completely, it appears. Outside of that, there does not appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for too long, unless maybe like a busy intersection or some typical downtown traffic or something like that.
Chilly weather overnight with lows dropping down into the 30s. Skies all clear, and it will be beautiful and sunny on Tuesday. High temperatures Tuesday will be in the 60s, mainly middle 60s. We'll be closer to 70 a little bit later in the week, and a jump ahead to the weekend shows nice dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. We're sitting at 56 degrees, 39 the overnight low tonight. Taking a look here, 5:37. If you're just joining us, we do have our top three stories. If you haven't caught them yet, two Minnesota police officers and a paramedic died after being shot while responding to a domestic abuse call. This happened early yesterday. The suspect had several guns and fired from multiple points in the home. His seven children were inside. The gunman did die of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. President Biden being critical of House Republicans who are taking a two-week break without bringing up legislation providing military aid to Ukraine and Israel. And the International Court of Justice in The Hague is opening up hearings on the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories. This is part of a Palestinian effort to get the international community to examine Israel's conduct in the war against Hamas as that continues. Those are our top three stories today. 5:38, Austin, what's happening in the world of sports? We've got the, the Great American Race is what they call it. That's happening today, right?
Yes, the Daytona 500 is taking place this afternoon after being postponed over the weekend. NASCAR made the official call Sunday morning with rain in the forecast all day. Let's see, current live update here. They are on lap 131 of 200 with Ryan Blaney currently leading. That's well on its way there. Got a lot of basketball action tonight. Top 25 college basketball in both men's and women's. In women's, number 13 LSU takes on Texas A&M. That's going to be at 6 o'clock on the SEC network. At the same time, on ESPN2, number 19 Notre Dame is going to tip off against Duke. After that, in men's basketball, number 6 Iowa State visits number 2 Houston at 8 o'clock on ESPN. And over the course of this weekend, it was all NBA All-Star Weekend action. Very controversially, might I add.
Yeah.
Joe gave us an earful last hour about his displeasure with it. And it is. It's a very offensively driven game. We already knew that. All-Star Game really highlights that, though. This was the highest scoring All-Star Game ever. The Eastern Conference beat the Western 211-186. Damian Lillard was the MVP of that with 36 points on the game. Not only that, speaking of Damian Lillard, he won the three-point contest again, but that wasn't really the most telling three-point contest. We also had another one between Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu of the WNBA there. Steph did beat her 29-26, and her 26 points tied how many Damian Lillard had in the standard three-point competition. So it raises some questions there if she could compete in the standard one as well.
Yeah, and I will give the NBA credit. I think in some areas they did some good things over the All-Star weekend, and we have to talk about this in the context that the NBA has always treated their All-Star weekend like a true showcase for the league, whereas other leagues, I think, yes, the Major League Baseball with the Home Run Derby and the game, I think, is right up there too, but the NBA has gone out of their way. The commissioner, Joe Dumars, who is, I think, handles discipline for the league, and they were saying, "Look, like we're gonna try, we're gonna do all this stuff to make this competitive and get the players to show out and all this stuff, and it flopped miserably over the weekend. Yesterday, I could only stomach it for about 5 minutes, and I was like, okay, I'm out. This is done. I love Luka Doncic. He's my favorite player in the league, but he's jacking up 75-foot three-pointers.
Yeah.
And you have guys literally just standing there watching players weave between them, throwing up layups. This was not the all-star game of my youth. And yes, I will turn into that guy. Now, look, I'm not expecting them to treat it like it's Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
No.
Kobe Bryant, when he was on a podcast, and I forget the name of it, but before he died, he was talking about the all-star game because, you know, players acknowledge that this has been an ongoing issue now for several years, but he put it a great line. He said, you know, when I was doing this, when I was playing in these all-star games, like I was competitive and I didn't lose a whole lot of them, but it's like the effort that the players sought to have was to treat it like the world's greatest
pickup basketball game,
you know? And so that's not what we have now. It was like shooting drills or just guys just goofing off. And that's not what the fans want to see. The atmosphere was awful. Adam Silver was, if not visibly, audibly annoyed when he was giving out the post-game hardware. And it was just a complete embarrassment, I felt, for what the NBA has tried to do with this thing. Where they did get right was the Sabrina Ionescu-Steph Curry competition.
Yeah.
I would like to see that expanded next year to where, yeah, I think you could include WNBA players in the three-point competition. Caitlin Clark's coming into the league next year. We talked last week about how not only is she the face and name of women's college basketball, she is the face and name of college basketball.
Yeah.
She will be in the WNBA next year. She will be a part of this next week, this next year. Get her, get Sabrina Ionescu. I'm not sure if there's a couple of other players, but you get a team of three or four WNBAers. They go up against Steph Curry, Clay, whoever else wants to, they can get to participate in this thing.
We heard it in the CBS Sports Minute, whoever was speaking, I forget his name, but he brought up Damian Lillard. That's a very good point. He's won consecutively now, that three-point competition, so put his name on there. He's a headliner as
right.
well.
Yeah, no. So I think they have something like that. I would probably at this point they won't, but I would do away with the slam dunk competition. No offense to Mac McClung, he's a fabulous dunker.
Yeah,
but
he's
a
G leaguer though.
He's
no one knows who he is.
And the days of your stars, and by stars I mean the names that non basketball fans have heard of,
Hall of Fame talent. Yeah,
yeah, that's over. I would say, look, you know, open it up to, because there's street ballers all over the place. They play at Rucker Park in New York. They play it all over. There's a lot of impressive guys out there with crazy hops. I would say, like, open it up to where, you know, you have a tryout. You say, hey, if you want to participate in the NBA, like the slam dunk competition, kind of what Mac McClung, he's not in the NBA. But you say, okay, like, if you can meet us at the All-Star site this year and our judges will score and we'll put the best seven or eight or so in the slam dunk competition. And we'll just make it like a showcase for not NBA stars, but basketball players who are just doing it for the love of the game and they want to show out and, you know, open up some commercial opportunities for them. So I think there's ways that the NBA can make it. Give the stars their rest. That's what they want.
Yeah, it's midseason.
You can celebrate and you can showcase the game of basketball by using non-NBA all-stars.
Yeah, no, I mean, with it being midseason, I totally agree. That's a big reason why we're seeing the lack of effort. You know, it's like because it's midseason, they don't want to get injured. They complain about the game minimum already. So, yeah, that plays a big role.
I mean, let's
sure.
get the, you know, the old and one mixtape guys, right? The street ballers. Let's bring them in here. And let's have a show. Maybe the Globetrotters, they can face off against the Globetrotters. I don't know.
Definitely ways to rejuvenate interest for sure, especially with the dunk contest. 5:45 here, getting a quick check of the roads and weather. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Not a ton to report on here on the roads. It's been a very smooth evening, thank goodness. We did have one accident report, but it was very minor, very short-lived. So if there is anything you're dealing with, it should hopefully not hold you up for too long.
All right, and Alan with the weather update. Pretty cut and dry, but it's going to be nice.
Tonight, the weather again cooling down. Lows will be in the 30s overnight. Skies will be clear. Weather pretty calm. We've got nice weather on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s and lots of sunshine. By midweek, we're going to be close to 70, and a look ahead to the weekend shows dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 546 now, taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. Taking antidepressants like Prozac while pregnant can hinder a child's brain development and possibly cause mental disorders later in life. That's the findings in a new study published in the journal Nature Communications. Experts say antidepressants that raise serotonin levels can influence how the brain learns and adjusts.
And a dead satellite is returning to Earth this week. ERS-2 is one of the European Space Agency's advanced observation satellites. From 1995 to 2011, it tracked everything from shrinking polar ice to atmospheric composition. Most of the satellite is set to burn up on re-entry Wednesday morning, with no clear prediction on where any remaining debris will land.
I suppose Wednesday morning that there's not a 0% chance that debris from space can fall on your head.
So bring an umbrella.
So, yeah, let's head on a swivel on Wednesday morning. Also, former President Trump launching his own line of sneakers. Trump announced the launch on Saturday while attending SneakerCon in Philadelphia. Not exactly the crowd that I would expect to get riled up about the Trump sneakers. He told the crowd he's wanted to do this for a long time and thinks the shoes will be a big success. It's called Trump Sneakers, so it's not Air Trump or Trump One. It was available for pre-order. The latest we saw was that the special $400 pairs had sold out. There was just 1,000 of those pairs, but they were all gold with red soles, and they had the American flag around the back of the shoe. So there was that. But $200 to $400 for a pair of Trump sneakers.
I mean, I don't pay that much money for shoes in the first place. I'm certainly not doing it there.
I have for a few. I have some nice sneakers in my collection. I don't have very many, but I do have a pair of nice Jordans, a few pairs of nice Jordans. Of course, when my daughter was born, I bought her a pair to match mine. So that was a very special connection that we had.
If you don't mind me asking, how much were they?
My pair?
No, your daughter's pair.
Oh, hers? I don't know, like 30, 40 bucks.
Okay. I don't know how much baby shoes typically are.
I think they were just like the little crib booties, but they were the Jordan 1 Chicago Lost and Founds. They were a very popular release that came out last year. My pair, size 13s, cost quite a bit more than hers did.
I believe that.
She grew out of them now, but my wife told me, she said, Joe, you can buy her one pair of sneakers a year. So it's her birthday in a couple of weeks. I cannot believe that she's going to be a year old, but I have already found her next pair of Jordan 1s. Those are $60. So I'll be getting her a pair here in a couple of weeks, and they're pink and purple. So
okay,
switching it up here.
Some quick
pop. I will not be matching those.
Some quick pop culture notes here. Paul McCartney's getting back his bass guitar after it went missing more than a half century ago. McCartney said he purchased the Hofner bass guitar. Are you serious? Bass guitar in 1961.
We had a lot of basketball talk going on.
You're right.
Yeah.
And played it for a number of Beatles concerts and albums. It had been stolen in 1972, but a Valentine's Day statement on McCartney's website said it was returned and authenticated.
Yeah, movies from the weekend. Bob Marley won Love, the big winner, getting over $51 million from Valentine's Day through Monday. It was initially expected to make $35 million, so a bit over projections there. Sony's Spider-Verse film Madame Web made over $25 million, coming in right about where it was projected.
And I was going to do the last story, but it's 5:50. Do you want to go ahead and give the Pensacon tickets away?
Let's do that.
All right.
Let's see. Another guest for this weekend. We did Star Wars on Friday. Let's look really quickly.
Perfect segue. Pop culture related. Too.
Yeah. Cam Clark, looking at his bio. He began his acting career as in the Hollywood Palace as the King Family Show. He continued to perform with his family, blah, blah, blah. to date, Clark has voiced over 400 titles, most notably Leonardo, the leader of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So,
I see.
First person to text in Leonardo to 850-437-1620 gets what I believe to be the last pair of tickets that we have to give away.
Yeah, well, I think we are still giving some away Tuesday and Wednesday on Pensacola Morning News, but we should be done as of currently.
Unless they forget, which is entirely possible.
Yes, which we've learned recently.
Yeah.
It's very much
possible. All right, we'll get a winner here coming back. Some wacky stories and some good news. Hour number two of Pensacola right now.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com. Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Join Micah Rockwell, the owner of the new Fleet Feet Pensacola, Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. His guests will be Dr. Grace, a podiatrist, to talk about preventative care, insoles, general foot care for diabetics, and arthritis. Other topics include Fleet Feet's shoe fitting process, Fit ID foot scanner, shoes for runners, walkers, comfort, pain relief, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. There does not appear to be anything much going on. That's been the case so far this evening, luckily. So if you are dealing with some issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Chilly weather overnight with lows dropping down into the 30s. Skies all clear and it will be beautiful and sunny on Tuesday. High temperatures Tuesday will be in the 60s, mainly middle 60s. We'll be closer to 70 a little bit later in the week, and a jump ahead to the weekend shows nice dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. I think we got a winner on those tickets, right?
Yes, we do. Congrats to April. It's her birthday today, by the way.
Oh, there you go. That's a good birthday right there. 5:55, hour number two coming to a close on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, taking a look at some wacky stuff in the headlines. Austin, got a question for you. I'm going to read you a scenario. You tell me if this is a sweet story or if there's something off about this one.
Okay.
A nursing home in the UK got a big batch of Valentine's Day cards for its residents. Raised some eyebrows, though, because all of the cards came from a nearby funeral home.
That's
while
weird.
They were all tastefully done, and it sounds like the residents liked them, some family members were upset, saying it's insensitive and shameless marketing. What side of the fence do you come on here?
I think that's very insensitive to do. If it was, they called it a marketing thing. That's what critics called it. If it was, in fact, for marketing purposes, that is horrible. To say, hey, you're going to kick the bucket. So when you do come to no, come on. Like, and what's the incentive? Because no. We got you a flipping card or whatever it was. Nah.
I don't know that they came out that aggressively. Perhaps it
I would
was,
hope not.
Perhaps it was, hey, we're thinking of you on this Valentine's Day. Make sure to think of us on the next
on
one.
On your deathbed.
Or
yeah.
Something like that. I don't know.
Make sure to think of us next Valentine's Day. Maybe, if you make it.
Maybe like a nice poem that had something to that effect there.
It could have just been tone deaf, but if it was a marketing thing or if it was a self-promotion, knowing those people are old, that's horrible.
Yeah. I would ask the funeral home, what other places of business did they send mass amounts of Valentine's to?
That's a fair question.
Also, a guy in D.C. is suing Powerball for incorrectly telling him he won a lot of money. Last January, a guy named John Cheeks bought a Powerball ticket. Then he checked the winning numbers online a day after, and they matched the jackpot, $340 million.
Oh, my goodness.
He did all the things you're supposed to. He took a photo of the ticket, told only one other person about it, and probably got his affairs in order. But then he went to cash it in, and they said, so here's the thing. Our bad, but you didn't actually win. We posted the wrong numbers on the site.
Oh, my goodness.
So instead of matching all five, he got none of them. So now he's suing them and the D.C. lottery. He says they listed the wrong numbers for 3 days, so he wants them to pay up.
And that's absolutely fair. There's no...
Can you imagine the heart sink that...
Exactly. And it's not because he did something wrong. They messed up. So absolutely, he should be.
I wonder if there's some
action.
Sort of clause in the lottery's bylaws that would shield them from a mistake like that.
If we make an oopsie,
pain
we're not
suffering,
accountable.
Suffering there is a thing such as pain and suffering that people sue for all the time.
Let's see. Old landline phones with a cord are the hot new thing to own for Gen Zers. One girl says it makes her feel like she's on Sex in the City. I know that feeling.
Yeah,
and she likes the
we all.
And she likes the thrill of not knowing who's calling. The simple things are what matters. Retro stuff from the 90s and early 2000s is big right now in general. That also includes flip phones and original iPods.
Yes. Good news this afternoon. A guy in Michigan bought his first ever lottery ticket and won $500,000. It was a $5 scratcher. He didn't even know how to do it. He needed his parents to show him how it worked. He just claimed his prize on what happened to be his 21st birthday. He's planning to pay off his student loans and save the rest. So good for him.
Yeah, very smart. And people are praising a school bus driver in Kentucky. He was an outstanding human. He found out that a 6-year-old boy on his bus was sad because he didn't have pajamas to wear for pajama day at school. His name was Larry Farish. He dropped everyone off at school, rushed over to a store, and bought some PJs for him, and then brought them back to change into.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Very cool. And we didn't play the audio, but in it, Larry says, hey, we're the bus drivers. We're the first person they see that represents the district, and we're the last person they see each day. So really good memory there. Well done to Larry. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up now. We're back in about 10 minutes or so for another rundown of everything happening in your world today.